This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hoisted Dharma Dwaja on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh. This marks the completion of the temple's construction and ushering in a new chapter of cultural celebration and national unity. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said his flag represents renaissance of Indian civilization. He said this sacred flag will stand as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood. The Prime Minister said that democracy is in the DNA of this country. He said the central government is working for the upliftment of each and every person, particularly the marginalized sections of the society. He said Ram does not discriminate and the government is also moving forward with the same spirit. He said the nation should be proud of its culture and leave the mindset of slavery. The 358th Shahidi Diwas of the 9th Guru of Sikhs, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji on the occasion. He will visit Kurukshetra this evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 358th Shahidi Diwas. During the program, Mr. Modi will release a special coin and commemorative stamp marking the 358th Shahidi Diwas of revered Guru. To honor the 358th Shahidi Diwas of Guru Tegh Bahadur, central government is observing a year-long commemoration. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that 29 labor laws have been simplified and grouped into 4 labor courts to minimize paperwork and reduce approval requirements. Speaking at the National Trade Leaders Conference in New Delhi, he said the new labor courts promote better labor practices, ensure occupational safety for workers, guarantee minimum wage at the national level, and extend social security benefits, including for gig workers. According to a report by the State Bank of India, implementation of the new labor codes could reduce unemployment by up to 1.3%, which would translate into additional employment generation of 77 lakh. The report also pointed out that social sector coverage could rise to 85%, strengthening the country's labor ecosystem. SBI noted that around 44 crore people in the country currently work in the unorganized sector, out of which nearly 31 crore workers are registered on the e-Shram portal. Ministry of Finance has said that the last date for eligible employees and past retirees under National Pension Scheme to opt for Unified Pension Scheme is 30th of this month. By opting for UPS, employees retain the flexibility to switch back to NPS at a later date, should they choose to exercise it. The Finance Ministry had notified the UPS for eligible central government employees through a notification in January this year. In Afghanistan, 10 civilians, including 9 children, were killed after Pakistani forces struck a residential area in Khost province. According to the Afghan government, the attack took place shortly after midnight and targeted the home of a local resident, reigniting concerns about escalating hostilities along the border. Earlier in October this year, Pakistan launched airstrikes in Kabul, Khost, Jalalabad and Paktika, triggering retaliatory action by the Afghan Taliban. The India Met Department has said the recent ash clouds from the volcanic eruption in Ethiopia are expected to move from India towards China by this evening. Talking to Akashvani News, Director General of IMD said the ash cloud is affecting only aircraft operations and has no impact on the weather or air quality. The IMD has forecast for dense fog conditions in isolated pockets of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and northwestern Uttar Pradesh today. According to the Met Department, there will be a fall in minimum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over parts of northwest India during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in a very poor category. At the 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India, cine lovers gathered to pay homage to Dharmendra at IFFI 2025. Noted film director Rahul Rawal recollected some memorable moments that he had spent with Dharam Paji. Rahul Rawal had launched Sunny Deol in his film Beta, which went on to become a superhit. Spanning a glorious career of 6 decades, Dharmendra started his cine journey with the film Dil Bhi Tera, Hum Bhi Tere in 1960. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.